Welcome to My Take on It with your Angelic Karma. If you are interested in sharing your story in a future broadcast, send an email to yourangelicstories@gmail.com. Here she is, folks, your host, the one, the only, the also beautiful, your Angelic Karma.
It's Saturday. We're back again. I just got finished with the last accountability coaching class. For today. It's 7:30. I'm done. And I'm done for the day. And something crossed my mind that I think would interest a lot of you. It came back across my mind. I didn't really have time to sit with it because I went from one class to the next person. So I really didn't have time to sit with it. But now it's crossed my mind again now that I'm done. And it's about privacy. It's about confidentiality. It's about it, romantic relationships. But we could even take it as far as romantic. We could take it above and beyond romantic relationships. We could say with family. We could say with friends. We could say with anybody that gives you a service that works for you like that. Because I was speaking to one of my students, and she is studying for the bar exam. And she mentioned, she was talking about me and the Capricorn sun sign, who is an attorney. And she was like, you may need to get him to sign a non-disclosure agreement, meaning for my privacy. She was like, with you being in the public eye like this, like that. So she was like, you may need to get him to sign a non-disclosure agreement. I didn't have time to sit with it, but because I had to move to the next class, but now that that one is over and I'm done, it came back to my mind that I may need to do that. And you know, I haven't even told him what I do. I haven't even told him what I do like that. One of the other guys out of the two that I was dating, I did tell one of them, the one that owns the gaming company, I did tell him what I do. I didn't tell him the specifics of it. I just mentioned it. You know, they talk about their work a little bit more. They talk about themselves more than I talk about myself like that. So I mentioned it to that one, to the attorney doesn't know anything about what I do. And I think if I decide, if things get real serious and I tell him what I do, I think I am going to get him to sign when I feel that with him being a trial lawyer, he should understand completely why I would want him to sign that. You know, and especially with the types of things I would be talking about and doing in a romantic relationship with him. And I don't want it to get out like that. Also, and it got me to thinking about people in general. And this is a tip for you all also that are listening and you're a public person, which you probably already know this and know that this is most definitely a protection for you. And you could already be doing it. Those of you that are in the public eye have positions in life that aren't about being in the public eye, but it's just a position that is that you have to take care of your reputation, especially with private matters. It would be even with people that work in your house or that come to your house to give a service. Nobody know, the housekeepers that I have, they don't know where I work. They don't know what type of work I do. I'm not that personal with them. I don't talk about my job. I don't talk about my work. They have no idea what I do. The person that comes to give me, the people that come to give me a service, like the manicure, the pedicure, the massage therapist, they don't know what I do. I don't talk to them. They will be talking to me about the Real Housewives of Dallas. I don't mention them to what I do, mention to them what I do like that. The only thing they've mentioned is they were like, "What does your husband do?" Okay, and I was like, "I don't have a husband like that anymore." So that, and I don't take it any further. So they don't know. So I guess those of you that are in that type of position in your life, with people that come to your house and give service, people that come to your house to work, do you have a confidentiality statement that you have them sign? Even with family members, and if you're in the public eye, you have family members, or you have some type of position with work, with career, or with business, would you get family members to sign confidentiality statements, or would you already just trust them to know what to say and what not to say like that? I'm the type of person, I will be the one that will sue family. Like I would be the one that would sue them or take them to court if they did something willingly that would that they already knew would affect my reputation. Because I feel that why not, if they would be doing something to me that could affect me, it would tell how much they care about me. So why won't I return the favor and send them to court like that? Like, and take them to court for doing it. So have you all ever thought about that with people she was talking about the romantic partner specifically. Have you all ever that are in these or in some type of position? Have you ever thought about, or have you done it? Have you made the romantic partner sign a confidentiality statement? Have you made a romantic partner, well, not made them, but had them sign a non-disclosure agreement? Do you have your employees sign one? Do you have people that work in your house that do a service for you sign one? Have you had family members sign one? And what do you think about that? Do you tell people what you actually do for work, or you don't tell them? I don't tell them anything. Nobody knows. And I kind of like it like that, because I'm not the type of person, when I'm not working, I'm not talking about my job. When I'm not working, I'm not talking about work or thinking about it. If I'm not actually working, I'm more relaxing. So romantically, the last thing I want to do is talk about my work when I'm talking to a romantic partner. If I'm having a service here done, no matter what, the last thing I want to do is be talking about work. I feel like I'm off work, so I don't bring it up. But I guess with the romantic partner and them knowing, they would know everything about you, I guess it would be important. Even with assistants, because with the assistants, they know everything about you. They know your bra size. They know your bank account numbers. They know your sexual activities. The assistant is like your damn twin. They have to know every detail, everything about you. If anybody needs to sign a damn confidentiality statement, it would be them. And a non-disclosure statement, most definitely, because they know everything about you most. Your personal assistant knows everything. Because they're your right-hand person. They're with you. You when you're doing the ugly cry like that. They're with you when you're talking about your sexual escapades. They're driving you for the sexual escapade. They're the lookout person as you're having the sexual escapade like that. So that one is the one that would need to sign the non-disclosure agreement and the confidentiality statement. And the boyfriend, before you just go spilling it out what you do, because you never know what's going to happen in the relationship and how they might get mad. It might be a breakup, how things can get damn ugly like that. So you always want to cover your bases. And I'm glad she brought that up. I'm surprised. She's studying for the bar exam, so I'm kind of not surprised, but it kind of threw me off kilter when she stated that. She was like, you may need to get him to sign a non-disclosure agreement with you being a public person like that. Yeah, especially with the things that I will be talking about and potentially doing like that. So those of you passing this information on could be helpful for you, and something that you need to think about, or something that you, is it something that you wish you would have did? Even with business partnerships, do you look back and say, next time I'm going to cover my bases like that? Next time I'm going to cover my bases. Is there a situation where you feel that now, if you would have known then what you know now, something would not have happened as it relates to your own personal privacy? And those of you that don't take your positions of importance of a significance, you may need to start. Okay, everyone, that's what I want to share. Till next time, thanks for listening. Bye.